My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guest in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy. Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time to stop by the show and listen to my great guests that I've got lined up for us today and making sure that we have the availability of being able to bring you the best information we possibly can. The information helps us learn and helps to educate us so we can make better, wiser, healthier decisions. And by having that information, good information, hopefully we can get the results that we're trying to achieve. This is the Staying Healthy radio show here on Monday through Friday from 8 to 9. Yeah, it's kind of early in the morning. Some people say, oh, Jeff, I can't make your show. It's 8 to 9. And then I got some people in Las Vegas that are just coming home from their shift. So 24-hour town. But to make it really convenient, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded. They're podcast and archived daily on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. So now you have the tool to be able to listen when it works for you and your schedule and your time. And, you know, so it's convenient. So I love being able to do that. I love technology. So go to my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. Click on the archive icon. Download the show that you want to listen to or the shows that you want to listen to. You can also send your friends there as well, especially when you hear a show that you know that they would benefit from, especially when I have a great guest bringing awesome information. Remember to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. They make it easy to get as healthy as you possibly can. They bring you the best of the best information every single day. They allow you and afford you the best information. They have the most up-to-date information that they can share with you and the best products in the industry. The highest quality, high-integrity products from the companies that respect the consumer and make sure that we have the best to choose from. Stay Healthy is in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They are Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to check out their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, and of course, like them on Facebook as well. Today we're going to be talking about CBD. We're going to be talking with Stuart Tomk, and Stuart is going to be here giving you great information. A little background on my guest if you're tuning in for the first time. Mr. Stuart Tomk is a recognized authority on dietary supplements with 20 years of experience in the nutritional health industry. Formerly the vice president of North American Urban Spice, where he served for 10 years, in addition to his service as global educator for omega-3 market leader Nordic Naturals. Stuart is known for his extensive print interviews and contributions to noted books on integrative medicine, as well as 4,000 radio appearances. That's a lot, you know, so he likes to talk, and you'll notice that when you see him. But boy, when he talks, he brings awesome information. He is what I would consider, and many people in our industry do as well, a renowned educator. He recognizes today that CBD and its multiple mechanisms of action to support human health, they're breaking all kinds of ground. They're actually teaching things every single day, and new information is always coming our way. Stuart envisions a new category of dietary supplements derived from agricultural hemp, and I'll say he's right on there. Good morning, Stuart Tomk.
Hey, Dr. Jeff. It's so great to hear your voice, and it was an interesting reminder hearing the introduction that you read. We have been friends for a long time and on radio and talking about this, but I need to update that bio, because we wrote that about 4 years ago, and this is currently the number one selling dietary supplement, according to SPINS, in independent health food stores. We just beat Nordic Naturals over 4 weeks, plus CBD oil is currently the number one selling dietary supplement in independent health food stores in America, and we're only in 50% of those stores. We did it.
You know, when I talked to you 4 years ago, was it 4 years or five now?
5 years ago when you and I, we talked before I took the job. I wanted your blessing to see if you thought this was crazy.
Did you have the gut hunch, or is it something that was resonating from the very beginning when they talked to you about it, or were you kind of standing back going, I'm not sure, or did you feel it?
I don't know if we've told the story here, but we have a few moments, so let's do it. Expo, the natural product shows that Dr. Jeff and I get to go to, one of my great disappointments of this whole world is I wish that those shows were open to the general public, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Because we've lived in this weird little exciting bubble where we all kind of know each other and, you know, it was this touchy-feely health food store world, but it's grown into this multi-billion-dollar life calling to help people ease their suffering. But I wish people could see what Dr. Jeff and I have seen over the years, so I'll paint the picture. There are two giant trade shows every year, one on the West Coast, one on the East Coast. And these are the large natural product shows, so all of the companies that you would find at, say, Stay Healthy, the high-quality companies of the products they carry, almost all of them exhibit at those shows. Would you say that that's safe, that almost every product you find in Stay Healthy, you may find a booth for that manufacturer at either Expo East or Expo West?
Absolutely.
Okay. So that's why I wish people could come in, because the aisles are packed with retailers. And so we all get to see the same thing. And if I had a GoPro camera, or a little secret little camera to film my first interaction with this product, it was like nothing I've seen before. I'm in the booth at Nordic Naturals. I was the global educator, and I guess I became the spokesperson for Nordic Naturals. I had a whole medical scientific advisory team. I got to work with Dr. Jeff and other people around the world, and it was a great job. I'm in the booth. I think it was the first day of the show. And it was Expo East. Expo East is always a little bit slower than Expo West, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, traditionally.
Yeah, so we had a little bit more time to talk. And one of our brokers, I'll never forget, Ryan, I'm going to send you a copy of this show so you can know that I gave you the credit for this. Ryan is a great guy, and coincidentally enough, you can't make this up. This is a karmic joke here. Ryan also has giant dreadlocks. Okay, and he's sitting there, standing in our booth. He's a broker for Nordic Naturals in the Iowa area. And do you remember that gum that they first tried to sell called Can Chew?
Yes.
Do you remember how big those pieces of gum were?
Yes.
They, like, break your teeth, right?
Yes.
It kind of looked like it was a little thing of cannabis. It looked like a little, you know, like a little bud. And the kid is looking at me saying, they just gave me CBD gum here at Expo. I said, what? Where did you get that? He said, they were handing it out front when you come in through the front door. Now I know in retrospect, Chris Boucher, who was working with this company, who was Jack Hara's best man. Jack Hara wrote The Emperor Has No Clothes. He was the original hempster here at Cannavest. And he was the one that really understood the whole hemp industry. So he was out front of Expo handing out CBD gum. Do you think anybody gave him permission to do that, Doc?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. Because when I ran over to the booth, I looked up at the booth, and they had like a 20-foot-tall booth. You know how some of those booths are giant. And, like, who are these people? Do you remember this name? It was called U.S. Hemp Oil. Do you remember seeing that?
I don't.
It was this huge tower with a big sign, and it looked like it was totally out of place. It looked like one of those trade show booths, like you're at, like, the Consumer Product Electronics Show. You know what I'm talking about? And it's huge with a big sign, and we're like, U.S. Hemp Oil? Who is this? So I ran over to the booth, and there was a lot of commotion. And I looked at the woman behind the counter, and I said, I want the largest container of whatever the stuff is. And I'd heard about it a little bit. Now, I wasn't using cannabis. I was sober. It's just not my thing. I was into other things, right? So I was we're at Expo East. So for crying out loud, I only thought it was a wellness product, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who in the world would bring something this bizarre, this new, this disruptive? Well, I learned the story. What happened was they applied as U.S. hemp oil and got accepted to show hemp oil. But at that time, we didn't fully have a clear definition of what hemp oil was, did we?
We were very, very, very limited with information.
About what do you call hemp oil? It could mean many things, right?
That's right.
So that's how they got in. Isn't that funny? Nobody knew that that's how they got in. So I looked at the woman. I said, I want the largest container of whatever this stuff is. I've been hearing about it. Doc, she looks at this list, this little card she had. She looks me straight in the face and says, we have a 25% gold. I have no idea what that means, which will cost you $27,500 for the kilo.
Oh, my.
Yeah. I had a bunch of people around me, and, you know, I'm all manic and excited, and I'm all talkative, and all of a sudden, that was kind of embarrassing, you know? I looked at her, I said, I will take a smaller tube. So I went from the kilo down to the 3-grammer, a radical change in pricing. So I wasn't willing to spend $27,500 for a kilo of something I had no idea what it really is. But I did spend $189 on 3 grams of our green decarb oil. Do you remember those little syringes we used to have the stuff in?
I do.
You think that freaked people out?
Yes.
You see why we got rid of those?
Yeah, it freaked me out.
You're not the only one. I freaked some people out at Whole Foods, too. It was the only time I ever got in trouble at Nordic Naturals. I was at a dinner, and I was so excited that I found this stuff, and I reached in my pocket, and I pulled out the syringe, and I was with one of the buyers from Whole Foods, and it went really south real fast. I had a hard time explaining myself.
I think it was a nonstop, wasn't it?
yeah, it was not a good dinner. you know, and it reminded me of, like, you know, new is scary, new is different. We have to sort of adjust to it. But the answer to your question about how did I know it was the right thing to do, and if I was afraid, the reason I like to tell that story was it was taking the product. If this was an academic exercise and we were discussing the possibility of it, I'm a risk taker, so I might have done it anyway, but then I may not have if my wife wasn't into moving from Chicago to California and changing our whole life. What did it for me was the very, very first time I took the product. So I got the syringe. Oh, no. I gave them my money, and they wouldn't give me the product. Now, you know, I know how you are. You know how I am. Can you imagine buying something new, wanting to try it, and then being told you can't have it?
That wouldn't go well with me either.
No, and they had the product right there. You know why they didn't want to give it to me?
I don't know.
They didn't know if I was the feds.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, this is weird, man. That's why it needs to be a documentary. They couldn't tell who was who. It was their first show, right?
Wow.
They couldn't tell. So I kept bringing everybody over. All of our buddies. Don from Pharmaco, go check, they got CBD over there. You know, the guy from Twin Lab, go, the Herb Farm guy, I'm saying, you know, Paul Stamets, all these people we know, I'm saying, they have CBD here now. Can you believe that? And I just kept sending people. The booth was next to Nordic Naturals. And I'm already kind of well known. It's a slower show, so it's true. I spent most of my time in the U.S. hemp oil booth that show. I was supposed to be working for my company, but I was too excited about this new find. So do you remember Dr. Carrie Marshall?
Yes.
Okay, and you know Sara Syed well, my
of course
counterpart here, right?
Of course.
Sara and I built education at Nordic together. She came here. She is the marketing communications director here. And Dr. Carrie Marshall was our boss, and she also was the medical director for Gaia. And I don't know if you know this, she went on to work at the Samueli Institute in Bethesda, Maryland, which is military medicine using natural approaches. Did you know she went there?
I did not.
Yeah, oh, it was a big, big, big deal for her. Anyway, her husband, Dr. Duffy Mackay, was the formulator at Thorne, Then he was my boss at Nordic. Isn't that funny? I had both of them my bosses at Nordic, and they're married.
That's like, so funny.
You can't make that up, right?
No.
Then Duffy went on to the Council for Responsible Nutrition. That's where you know him from, right?
Yes.
CRN?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I'm at this table with Dr. Carey, who is a world-respected physician of natural medicine, and Sara, and I'm sitting there with my little syringe in my hand, and I'm squirting this paste onto a knife. And Dr. Carey looks at me, and she says, Stewie, you are the most sober, health-obsessed person I've ever met. What are you doing? She couldn't imagine, but she was like, what is this? We put a little bit of that decarb green paste. So this is our total plant complex. If you want to recreate the exact same moment that I had, we sell these little applicators where you can get the pure hemp oil without anything else, and you twist this little knob and a little bit squirts out. You've seen those little applicators. Do they have those over at Stay Healthy?
I don't think they do, but we can talk to Marge.
I mean, it's not really an easy product to handle anymore, mm-hmm. right?
No.
I mean, come on. Didn't we had that in the beginning because we only had droppers. You got to ignore the little sirens in the back. There's just a little an alarm going off here at CB Sciences, but I'm going to continue doing the show. So, in any case, those little syringes were a nice way to get the purists, you know, the people that are obsessed. Remember when this first came out? We wanted to make sure that there were no other ingredients in there, remember?
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted it to say on the label, other ingredients, none. So in any case, we took this green paste, and it was only a little dollop. I'm talking about like maybe the size of like 1/4 of a pea. And I put the stuff on my tongue, and Doc, within 5 minutes, now I know that there are cannabinoid receptors in your mouth and in your tonsils. Isn't that cool?
It's very cool.
And if you're totally out of balance, let me rephrase that, if you are as out of balance as I was at that moment, how's that for more precise? I was very out of balance, and I didn't know it, because for years and years and years, I had been on the removal program. Quit doing this. Quit doing this. Don't smoke. Don't drink. Don't eat sugar. Don't eat wheat. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I was on the don't program. You know that about me for a long, long, long time.
A long
time.
Trying
to figure out, if I just remove stuff, somehow I'll get fixed. And it's hard to consistently not do something that you think might be messing you up, right?
Well, you know, the thing you got to remember is if you keep taking things out, what's left becomes only a very small amount, and it's having to work three times as hard, and it takes a long time for those to develop to become stronger to fill the space that you created.
I could not have thought about it like that at the time.
Uh-huh.
I did not. I think that I was just thinking, oh, that is not good for you, so don't do it.
Yeah,
that is not good for you, so don't do it.
I remember that time.
And to your point, it's like, what's left, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I was like a scream looking for a mouth. I was like a raw wire looking for a coating. And I went on all kinds of spiritual retreats for many, many years. So that was the part that was funny. People used to say to me, I think if you just meditated every day, you wouldn't feel so anxious. And I said, well, I've been sitting every morning for 25 years straight. I've been a serious meditation practitioner, and it doesn't do much for me. But it's the act of me doing it that does something for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking for something. I loved how you said that. There was that negative space, and that's what the CBD filled up for me. The hemp extract filled that negative space. I looked Dr. Carey right in the eyes, and I said, this stuff is magic. Now I know in retrospect, it was magic for me because my endocannabinoid system was totally out of whack. I did not have regular bowel movements. That's a big problem. I would drink tons of water. I took all the fiber. I took all the probiotics. I was just wound so tight. I just did not have regular bowel movements. And it's hard to really be healthy if you don't have regular bowel movements, and then also as a result, you're not sleeping through the night, right?
Oh, my goodness. That's a lot.
So people are looking at me saying, he doesn't do this, he doesn't do this, he doesn't do this, he's got a lot of energy, he looks pretty good. But if you ask me how I feel, I felt like I was on fire. I felt like I had a hair trigger temper. I felt like I was anxious and irritable, and I could not figure out why. I'm not creating negative karma in my life. I'm watching everything that I think, everything that I say, everything that I do, and I'm a wreck. Well, my endocannabinoid system was so cuckoo nuts that one dose of that hemp extract set me to be right as rain. And then Dr. Carey, who knows a lot more about medicine than most people because she's a practicing physician, she ate the stuff, the little green dollop on the end of the knife, and she looked at me, and here's what she said. She said, shut the front door. You can't tell me that there's no THC in this. I'm a scientist and a doctor, and the way that this is making me feel, I don't feel high, but there's certainly something here. And she was really, like, against it. Well, she came around, like most people came around, once they found out that that feeling that she had was not the feeling of THC. The feeling that you get when you take hemp extracts, if you really need them, the feeling that you get is a feeling of comfort, stability, and warmth. Would you describe it like that?
Yeah, exactly like that.
And what's happening is that it's grounding on a deep, deep, deep level for those that need it. So, 5 years later, now that my health is really recovering, and my health right now is better than it's ever been, I put together something that my favorite cannabinoid scientist said years ago that made no sense to me that now makes perfect sense. Remember Ethan Russo? Remember his work?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, so anybody who's listening to this that wants to follow what Dr. Jeff and I read and talk about, R-U-S-S-O, Ethan Russo. Ethan Russo, he's the greatest on this. Remember he came up with that idea of endocannabinoid deficiency?
Mm-hmm.
Ha-ha. So let me explain this. He wrote a paper. I think the first paper was back, like, in the early 2000s or mid-2000s, called Clinical Endocannabinoid Deficiency May Explain Migraine, Irritable Bowel, and Fibromyalgia. Remember when we first talked about that?
That goes back a ways, but I do.
This goes back here. So everybody, listen to this, because now it makes sense. We're piecing all this together. Ethan Russo said, Dr. MD Ethan Russo says, that in certain individuals, for whatever reason, their endocannabinoid system isn't working appropriately. Fair enough?
Mm-hmm.
Who cares why? It may be that that dysfunction in your endocannabinoid system, which is why you take plus CBD oil, to be crystal clear, you take our products to boost your endocannabinoid strength, to boost your endocannabinoid system like an adaptogen. This is very, very important. When you can boost your endocannabinoid system naturally, the migraines seem to go away. Now, it's not that endocannabinoids treat migraines. Mm-mm. It's that low endocannabinoids may be causing migraines. You got it?
Yep.
CBD increases that endocannabinoid tone and activity. So Russo has suggested that migraines are because of low endocannabinoid activity, which is why, and let me ask you, how successful are the migraine and headache formulas, either at Stay Healthy or at the pharmacy? How effective are anti-migraine drugs and formulas?
Not very.
Don't they kind of stink?
Yeah, they do, considering I've had them for 50 years, so...
My wife's a migraine yours, so you're another great example. Mm-hmm. You've tried, and I'm guessing, we've not had this conversation, maybe we have before, but correct me if I'm wrong, when you tried everything that you could for your migraines over the years, holy basil, more omega-3, less omega-6, all these things, you may have had a little bit of results, but did you get better results with hemp extract with CBD?
Hands down. Hands down. I mean, they've been so much better. I used to get a migraine every 7 to 9 days.
What?
And they would last about 3 to 4 days, and I have a very, very high pain tolerance. So I could walk around with them, and most people would be laying down, you know, covered in cold towels with a fan on them in a dark room. I did that for my first 25 years, you know, but I may get a migraine now. I get a cluster headache once in a while, and they're pretty bad. But I probably get a migraine now, I would say, every 3 months, every 3.5 months, where there it actually is a true-to-form migraine, and that's if I'm using CBD every day. If I stop taking it, I may notice that they'll creep back up on me, so it's not worth the stop.
You know, and this is such a beautiful story because you're explaining, as I'm explaining, a natural way to help moderate symptoms. We're not talking about a cure here. We are suggesting, what Rousseau is suggesting, is dysfunction and dysregulation in this system may be causing you nightmares and health disasters that you've never been able to address because hemp was illegal until the hemp farming bill was signed by the president. So that if you've been struggling with health issues, you need to try plus CBD oil because it may be the missing thing of everything you've tried. It's not just migraine. He also said irritable bowel. Mm-hmm. Now, this is my issue. My whole life, I thought my dad had Crohn's disease. Well, he did have Crohn's disease. They told him, and they removed a bunch of intestine from his stomach, right? We believe now that my dad actually had celiac and didn't have Crohn's disease.
Okay.
And I've taken 23andMe, and I had no idea that I had the alleles for celiac. I thought there's no way there are this many gluten-sensitive people in the world. I made a little fun of it. I'm embarrassed. I should not have. We were treating my wife as if she's celiac. We did the genetic testing. We found out that I have the celiac issue, okay? So I've made all the dietary changes. I've got the right probiotics and prebiotics. I'm having the healthiest bowel movements I've ever had. And my need for CBD is almost completely gone. I wanted to report that on your show. My need for this stuff is almost completely gone. I feel like I've been reset. Homeostatic reestablishing of a baseline. So that's why the system is so important. It is so plastic that the endocannabinoid system, if understimulated, there's a problem. If overstimulated, is a problem. It's like a Mobius strip. That makes it a whole lot less complicated. So let's go back to what Rousseau said. Rousseau said, if you are healthy, your endocannabinoid system is healthy. If you're healthy, you don't have a distended belly. You're not bloated. You don't have gas. You have regular bowel movements. You don't have a headache. You feel good. If your gut microbiota, according to Ethan Rousseau, is perfectly balanced and that gut-brain axis is balanced, your bowel movements and your behavior are in line. I just made that up right now. I like that, right? Your bowel movements and your behavior is in line. Right? You're healthy, and then you take those individuals and you give them some cannabinoids, and you know what they often say if they're totally healthy and balanced and you give them some cannabis? You know what they normally say, Doc?
What's that?
It's not for me. You had an aha moment right now, didn't you?
Yeah, very much.
You had an aha moment on live right now. So the reason it's great for me, incredible for me, and now I don't need it like I used to, is I've been able to reset my endocannabinoid system. Now, I'm not just doing this with CBD. If you listen to this show, and you listen to Dr. Jeff, and you stay at shop at Stay Healthy, you know we're not just talking about CBD.
No.
We're talking about everything else you need to do and hemp extracts on top of that. So by having that experience, it wasn't even open to my intellect. In retrospect, I can see that now. So what my wife and I did, you've watched that weed documentary on CNN, right?
Yes, I have.
Okay, for anybody that's new to this, since Dr. Jeff and I get, you know, I get tunnel vision. I think everyone knows what we're talking about. Please write down Weed 1, Weed 2, and Weed 3. They're documentaries. I think there's even a fourth one, right?
I think the fourth one, I don't know if the fourth one is out yet. Have you seen
it?
Okay,
but they're on CNN. They're CNN documentaries.
Right, right.
And everybody's got to see this because that's what started this. So I showed the video to my wife about the little girl using hemp extracts where everything else failed. And we're crying and crying and crying and crying. And she looks at me and she says, we're going to pack up this house. We're going to move to California as fast as possible because this is what you were put on the earth to do. You know how lucky I am that I have a partner that said that?
Yeah, I do.
She wasn't afraid of anything. I was a little bit of afraid. She wasn't afraid. When she saw, as a mother and as a woman, what that hemp plant can do for that child where nothing else could help, she said, I don't care. There are no risks. This is the people's medicine, she said. The people's medicine. And it grows all over the earth. And it sucks up CO2. And Paul Stamets says mushrooms can heal the earth. Hemp can heal the earth. She said, so you go do your thing. You go do you, okay? And you go educate people about how incredible this stuff is and never, ever, ever exceed the science. That's what Joe Hiblin used to say to us. She remembered that line. Never exceed the science. So we're not telling you this is a wonder cure. We're not telling you it's going to cure your migraines like it did Dr. Jeff, or at least put them on ice. We're not going to say it's going to fix your guts like it fixed mine, but I'll tell you this. Responders are responding, and they're buying the stuff hand over fist. Have you noticed that?
Yes.
You notice that? Now, in the papers I sent you this morning, one of the reasons I love you so much is in the last second I can send you a couple of documents without any planning, and we can bring them up on the air. Did you get that email?
I did.
Did you take a quick look at that while I was jabbering?
I did, but I just wanted you to really kind of, if you could just touch just for a minute on the farm bill.
Oh, that's what I'm going to talk about right now.
Okay, I want to, but I mean, not just on it, but what it means, because we've talked about what it was, but now that it is what it is, what does it mean? Because everybody keeps sending me these emails, and it's funny, they're like, what does this mean? What does this mean?
Oh, they're all nervous now?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's just sit down for a second, have a little fireside chat about this.
That's what I was hoping for.
Now, the Farm Bill was signed. President Trump signed the Farm Bill, and all of a sudden, this plant that we've been arguing about is officially no longer a controlled substance. Don't you think that's a step in the right direction?
Huge.
Okay. Now, if you were a farmer, and we've had, I think, Josh Hendricks on your show. Have we had Josh on your show?
No.
Okay, we got to have Josh from Kentucky. If you're a farmer, the average age of the farmer is 65 years old. I didn't know that. Did you know that?
I think I did, but only because I might have just read it and speed read through something.
Whoa. Well, Josh says all the time, he says it like this, how are you going to get young people to farm unless they can farm something that's cool that they make money with?
Oh,
it's true, right?
Very true.
So if you want to take over your daddy's farm in Kentucky, and because you now want to save the earth, because these young people have a great attitude, I'm serious, a great attitude about doing the right thing, but you can't get crop insurance. Would you grow this commodity if you could not get crop insurance? Of course you wouldn't. Now that the Farm Bill is passed, you can get crop insurance. Wait a minute. The plant is no longer Schedule 1. You can now get crop insurance. And Scott Gottlieb from the FDA has come out on record and has said, great, we're open to finding a path forward for these products. Now, Doc, I don't know how that isn't the best news ever. I think we're stuck on negative. I think these cell phones are killing us. I think we've lost critical reasoning. This is the greatest thing for the hemp plant ever, and the unrealistic expectation was this. I'm going to do one of my voices. Well, we wanted it to go from Schedule 1 to totally regulated by the FDA in one day.
Yeah.
Come on. Take a deep breath. When has any change ever happened like that? This stuff has been illegal since 1937. Trump signs the Farm Bill, and on day one, you want instant clarity. Hang it up. You need some CBD, baby. Take a breath.
A good amount.
No, I'm like, that's why. So here's what I say. Here's what everyone should say. We've been preparing for this moment since 2014. CV Sciences. We could not be happier with the good news. CB Sciences is thrilled that the FDA is open to regulating hemp extracts as dietary supplements, first because they are, and second because CB Sciences currently meets all dietary supplement requirements.
Wow.
So that's all. So that's why the letter I sent you is so exciting. So if anybody is concerned, can you post that anywhere? Can we get that down at the store?
I'll drop it off to Marge.
Would you? Okay. Please, I sent Dr. Jeff a letter addressed to the Honorable Scott Gottlieb, MD, the Commissioner of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, from the United States Senate, dated January 15th. So that's pretty current, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ron Wyden and Jeffrey Merkley, the senators from Oregon, and I'll read part of it. Dear Commissioner Gottlieb, as authors of the Hemp Farming Act, which removed the outdated restrictions on the production and marketing of industrial hemp, we urge that the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to immediately update federal regulations governing the use of certain hemp-derived ingredients in food, beverage, or dietary supplements, and you've got 30 days to do it. How about that's what change looks like, baby, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is what change looks like. So chill. Take some Plus CBD oil. If you're stressed, we recommend the green. If you got a lot of inflammation, we recommend the red. And if you've got a lot of pain, we recommend the gold. So what's going to happen here? Here's what's going to happen. They will create lawful pathways to keep these products in the market. You think CBD is popular now? Once the FDA lays out all of the guidelines, it'll be my prediction that this will be the number one selling dietary supplement globally, outselling every other and all supplements combined. So here it is. We've made it, and we're ready as a company. I would say, be careful now and make sure you're buying hemp extracts and not marijuana products. That second paper that I sent you is all about why a hemp extract is different than a marijuana extract in terms of clinical research for people that are having trouble. What did you think of that case series that I sent you?
I'm still trying to read it.
Okay, so I'll set it up for everybody. Scott Shannon, so you can look his work up, S-H-A-N-N-O-N, Scott Shannon, M.D., and his team at the Wholeness Center in Colorado. We've been working with them for many years. So you may recall, we published a paper showing how our product could help with cannabis abuse disorder. Remember that? How our Plus CBD oil can help with marijuana addiction. Remember that?
I do.
So it was our first one. Then we had a case history of a young girl, who basically had something like Tourette's. Nothing could help her. Nutrition, nothing. Drugs, nothing. Because of the endocannabinoid system, the Plus CBD oil did the trick. Then we had a 7 or 8 person post-traumatic stress disorder paper that came out a few months ago, and then this one, CBD and Anxiety and Sleep, a large case series. This paper represents, Doctor, the largest group of adult human beings to ever be given a true agricultural hemp extract, not a marijuana product with high CBD and low THC. No, that's a different product. This is the most robust data of a hemp extract, and this is our finished branded product. Now, when you look at some of the results here, I'll read it from the paper. Anxiety scores decreased within the first month in 57 patients, 79.2%, and remained decreased during the study duration. Sleep scores improved within the first month in 48 patients, 66.7%, but fluctuated over time. Conclusion, cannabidiol may hold benefit for anxiety-related disorders. Controlled clinical studies are needed. How many people are anxious right now, Doc?
A lot.
79% reduction in anxiety. Of 72 people, 57 people had almost an 80% reduction in anxiety. They were taking 25 milligrams of CBD per day, okay?
Wow.
80% reduction in anxiety in 57 out of the 72 patients. Would you consider that a fairly successful outcome?
I think that it's pretty darn good.
So this is the tip of the iceberg. Wait until we find out which individual genetic types respond most effectively to which cannabinoid. We're getting closer and closer. So if you scroll down to the bottom of the paper, Doc, under disclosure statement and acknowledgments, can you scroll down just to take a look at that?
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Shannon has published several professional books on integrative mental health. Dr. Shannon is a principal investigator for a phase 3 study of MDMA-assisted psychotherapy for severe post-traumatic stress disorder and receives compensation for his clinical work from the Multidisciplinary Association for Psychedelic Studies. How cool is that?
Very cool.
You see that? We're working with a MAP doctor. Now, if you're not familiar with MAP, Multidisciplinary Association for Psychedelic Studies, you may want to check them out. The fact that we have one of the leading integrative mental health experts. He went to school with Andrew Weil back in the day, so he knows a while. He's been around a while. Dr. Shannon was the first psychiatrist to say to people, you're stressed out? You can't eat sugar. You know how they used to yell at him back then, Doc? Can you imagine how much trouble he got back in the late 60s, early 70s, telling people to stop eating sugar?
They're still yelling today, but they were screaming back then.
It's unbelievable, man. So this guy's incredible, and underneath that you see acknowledgments. CV Sciences, Inc. provided cannabidiol product for the study. CB Sciences was not involved in the data collection, data interpretation, preparation of the report, or decision to submit the report to publication. No other financial support was provided. The author would like to express their deep appreciation to the staff and clinicians at the Wholeness Center for their professionalism, and then lists all of his colleagues. So if you wanted some evidence, here's some evidence. You want safety? We've got safety. We've got the safest hemp extract ever. And we've got published data to support that. You want efficacious? Here is a 80% reduction in anxiety in 1 month. 1 month. This is a big deal.
Huge. I got a question I got to get in. And
sure.
I got you here, I was talking to Marge yesterday, and she said, you know, you and Stuart have talked a lot about, you know, backing down once you hit your, he calls it the sweet spot, which you do. I call it a comfort zone. I call it a safe spot, whatever. But, you know, how do you know when you've done it long enough to make an adjustment to either decrease or increase? How long do you need to give yourself? Let's say you're using the red formula or the green or the gold and you've been on it. How long do you stay on it before you think, you know, I probably need more, or I'm doing good and I need less? Is it different for everyone?
We have identified a few areas that are called rate limiting. Meaning some of us transport these cannabinoids differently than others. Like there are slight differences in the enzyme systems that transport these things. So that's why I say the responders, like I respond, wow, you've seen it. Like Dr. Lewis can't believe it. He's like, how do people respond in like 5 minutes when we figured out we have all those receptors in your mouth and in your tongue? So, but that's not always the case. So this is a good question. You were the one that identified this early on when I was telling people, if you don't get the results you're looking for right away, just move on, right? And then we found out less every day, smaller amounts every day may help reset the endocannabinoid system. So the mistake that some people are making is too much up front. They're better off to do a little bit every single day and to incorporate the omega-3, the prebiotics, those things that we're talking about to help increase the endocannabinoid efficiency. I would also say that you can be the expert on how you feel. I had no idea that I was allowed to be the final judge of my health. It's interesting, isn't it? I spent my whole life trying to get healthy because I was a sick kid, and I kept looking for permission from other people to tell me that, this test says you're doing better. It'll be very simple. When you're sleeping through the night, when you're feeling rested, you're having regular bowel movement, you know you're there. So I hope that that's a helpful answer. What we've also seen is this, too. People that used to use a whole lot like I did are getting really good results, say, using the spray, just little bits throughout the day, just little tiny pieces of CBD and other phytocannabinoids just to lightly massage the endocannabinoid system. Does that help?
Yeah, it does. You know, because we, you know, there's a lot of us out there that are from the old school, and I think you and I both dabbled in this, that a little is good and a lot is better.
I think we're both guilty.
I'm
100% guilty because I was so hungry for this stuff, I could eat 250 milligrams of CBD a day, and I did for the first 3 years. I don't know anybody that's taken that much CBD. It was probably way too much. I was taking it because it was free, okay? And it made me feel good once, so I thought, hey, just do it again. So this is much more about you checking in with yourself, seeing how you feel. I cannot stress enough how the endorphin release of the runner's high after exercise is an important way to optimize your CBD, okay? Because you make a compound that speaks to the receptor in your brain when you exercise, and it causes an anti-anxiety effect in the body, and then it helps to activate the serotonin receptors as well. So we really want to try to improve people's response by taking less, more frequently, taking it with omega-3 and prebiotics and probiotics.
Okay. Well, I'm excited that you did make the leap, you know, forward a couple years ago, because, you know, it was just, that was a big leap, you know, and that was a lot of looking into the crystal ball, but also feeling it in your gut of the state of health in this country and where we were and where we're going. So, you know, I know you never looked back, so that's amazing.
Well, it's so exciting to do this together. I love the idea that this is the people's medicine. I love the idea that people can eventually grow hemp commercially if they choose to as a business. And, of course, then when that happens, the price comes down and we produce more biomass, and then we get all the hemp concrete. Then we get the hemp plastic. Then we get the hemp ropes. Then we get hemp T-shirts for less money than cotton T-shirts that last 10 times longer. Mm-hmm. That's what's so exciting. The CBD was just the little juicy, exciting little, but there's a lot more.
Yeah.
Have you seen that hemp concrete? They make concrete out of hemp that has none of those chemicals or off-gassing. How cool is that?
It's amazing.
That's pretty neat.
Well, it's nice that the wall is down, and not only is it better for us at this point, but it also opens people's eyes to the possibilities of something that was on the other side of the fence that nobody wanted to look at.
And that's so beautiful, because Raphael Mechoulam, who discovered THC's, ultimately its effect, in his movie called The Scientist, which is on YouTube, watch The Scientist, Professor Raphael Mechoulam. When they asked him how it was he got into this, he said, Israel was a poor country, so we needed to look at something others were not looking at. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm. And that's it.
No one was looking at it.
Yeah, that was it in a nutshell. Just decided to take a gander.
It was beautiful. And guess what? He wasn't interested in getting high. And he just discovered that the reason that THC works the way that it does is because you have a receptor in your brain. We made the discovery of the endocannabinoid system. That's the discovery, right, Doc? The endocannabinoid system is the discovery, not the end of criminalization and prohibition of hemp. The ECS, that's the gift.
Well, you know, it is amazing how things are going, and this is a great information, and I know a lot of people are able to just learn and take the information. You know, there's always going to be a little bit of that stigma that's out there, but I think people are starting to, you know, brush that one off as well.
It's so beautiful to be part of this. What a great time to be alive. If you're anxious and stressed out, try Plus CBD oil. Go down to the store, get a copy of this incredible peer-reviewed scientific paper that shows an 80% reduction in anxiety in 57 out of 72 people with one capsule a day without the side effects of benzodiazepines. That's a big story.
I want to thank you for being here, my friend. Be well. I'll see you soon.
Lots of love. Thank you, Doc. Bye-bye.
My guest today, Stuart Tomp, recommending, of course, and representing CV Science. CBD is something that's doing amazingly well. Make sure you go to Stay Healthy Health Food Store and ask questions if you do have them, and they'll be more than happy to answer them for you. Everybody's very well trained there. Well, they're trained on everything and educated on everything, but you know that everything is just bring your questions. They can help you sort it out. Stay Healthy Health Food Store. They are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. They've been in the industry a very, very long time, in their fourth decade in the Valley. And, you know, longevity is important. Longevity brings good information and consistency and integrity and trust and those things. And you know, when you're dealing with something that is directly related to our good health, I think that we need to make sure that we are doing everything we possibly can do to be as helpful as we possibly can. I think that what we have to do is we have to look at the big picture of our health, see where we've been, see where we're going, see what we need to do, and make sure that we're asking the right questions of the right people. Because today, information is at your doorstep. It's right in front of you every day. But being able to have a resource like Stay Healthy, you can actually go somewhere and walk out with great peace of mind. And in the middle of a weird, crazy, crazy world, you know, it's nice to have some consistency of information that makes sense, that we understand, that doesn't overwhelm us, that actually we walk away and say, I get it. That's what's so important today about information, and that's what Stay Healthy does every day. You may walk in there a little bit confused and with a lot of information and not knowing which direction. I call it having one foot nailed to the floor and kind of spinning around in circles with great intentions, but we don't know which way to go. They're going to make sure that you have the availability of being able to have this information, because that's what it's all about. Stay Healthy Health Food Store. It's your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. They make it easy for you every single day. They make sure that you have what you need to get the job done and to be, you know, just on top of the game. And I hope that you will definitely partake in their wonderful knowledge and expertise, because I swear it is what it's all about. Getting healthy, being healthy, and staying healthy, and they're going to help you do it every single day. Don't forget to go to their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Read the industry articles, another great resource for information. Leave your email address so you can be privy to things like newsletters and coupons and specials and information just by being part of their website email list. Real easy to do right on the site. And also right now you can print a $5 off coupon to use on your next $50 purchase. And of course, a thumbs up on Facebook will keep you connected to them every single day. Tidbits of information that always can make a difference in your day, your education, your knowledge, and your dialogue. That's what it's all about. Use them both as great resources, because that's exactly what they are. Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. I want to thank you all for taking the time to tune in. You know, tune into the show if you can live, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning. If you can't tune in live, a great resource, our podcast, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer. Everything is made easy for you because they record, they archive, and they put everything right on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. So it's easy. You just click on the archive icon. When you get to the link, you just scroll down and, you know, I need to listen to Tuesday's show, I miss it, or Wednesday's show, or Friday's show, you know, I missed them, or I was traveling, or I want to go back and hear it again because it was exactly what I was thinking about. Or you send your friends to the site. You say, go back and listen to Jeff's Tuesday show. You're going to be glad you did. Because these guests that I bring you and these topics, these relevant topics, these are important tools, and it is about the tools. So I'm going to bring you the best of the best every single day so that you can make these wise, healthy decisions. You can make the choices that are going to allow you to be as healthy as you possibly can. And you know what? The world is spinning fast, and you need to take the time out just for you. I hope you have a great day and a great weekend. Be well, and God bless. Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburke.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.